Welcome to the Orthomolecular Health Podcast, a series that explores this new paradigm in complementary medicine, how it works, and how it can be used to treat and prevent various diseases such as MS, heart disease, mental health, schizophrenia, and more. I'm your host, Charmaine Gooden, contributing editor of Zoomer Magazine. We've developed this podcast in cooperation with Orthomolecular Health. And throughout this series, we'll chat with various experts and healthcare practitioners, digging deep into what they think about orthomolecular medicine and their success in using this form of treatment with their patients. Here with us today, we have Dr. Aileen Burford Mason, PhD and expert advisor for Orthomolecular Health. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for inviting me. Nice to talk to you.
According to a recent Leger marketing study, Canadians are frustrated with the current Canadian healthcare system, and many are looking for options to manage and improve their overall health. As a result, many are exploring this new paradigm in complementary healthcare. So let's talk about orthomolecular medicine. Can you provide us with some background on orthomolecular medicine? What is it and how it works?
Yes, the term orthomolecular medicine is becoming more familiar to Canadians today as they reach out and try and find ways to be proactive in their own health. But the concept is actually about 40 years old now, and it was first articulated by the double Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Ortho just means correct. Correct molecular environment in the body for functioning. So each day, every day, we know that the right balance of vitamins and minerals and other essential nutrients are needed for the body to function efficiently. And that's what orthomolecular does. It identifies imbalances or deficiencies in individuals due to their lifestyle or maybe their genetic makeup, and then uses diet, vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients that are natural to the body to correct that imbalance.
So does the orthomolecular approach to health assist in treating and preventing different types of diseases? If yes, can you elaborate on what kind of diseases it does help to treat and how?
Certainly. Orthomolecular medicine helps both prevent and treat disease. An optimal diet and a balanced program of vitamins and minerals and other supplements, together, I might add, with regular exercise, is the best way to stay healthy and to prevent the development of the chronic diseases we're all facing now, like diabetes or heart disease and many of the cancers. On a daily basis, we need a sound nutritional support for vibrant, good health, whether it's to provide ourselves with, say, the energy to work out or to help our immune systems fight that virus we've just encountered, or maybe to assist the brain in focusing and learning and remembering. But other aspects of our health, like, for instance, fast and efficient healing after surgery, depends on how well nourished a patient is. And these can be enhanced with appropriate vitamin and mineral supplementation.
In your experience, is it possible to prevent different diseases using orthomolecular treatment?
Well, one very clear example that's been in the news recently is the role vitamin D deficiency plays in the development of multiple sclerosis. There's been a lot of coverage in the press about this issue. As you know, we get vitamin D from sunshine, except that we don't have enough sunshine in Canada, and so we get deficient over the winter months, and indeed we have the highest incidence of multiple sclerosis of any country. It's now turning out, the research is becoming quite clear, that low vitamin D in pregnancy may cause a baby to carry a gene that predisposes to multiple sclerosis, especially if that individual will later become vitamin D deficient as an adult. So one of the roles for orthomolecular practitioners is to work with mothers who are preparing for pregnancy and during pregnancy to prevent that vitamin D deficiency. And of course, to work with adults, particularly if there's multiple sclerosis in their family, to prevent them getting vitamin D deficient in the first place. Another very good example, I think, is people who have recovered from cancer, who've had efficient treatment and now seem to be in good shape, they can support their health and prevent the recurrence of the cancer using diet and supplements. And basically, we have good research coming out now. I might add that diet is fundamental, say, to preventing the occurrence of something like colorectal cancer. And diet reform is something orthomolecular practitioners can help with. And certain supplements then that can not only just support the body's natural health, but also help with recovery from the side effects of maybe chemotherapy and radiation. A typical example might be some people end up with damage done to nerves that we call peripheral neuropathy. So orthomolecular practitioners will work with people to try and heal those nerves, to get rid of the lack of sensation that peripheral neuropathy produces.
Who practices this type of therapy?
Interesting question, because practitioners of orthomolecular medicine come from one of several different backgrounds. So, for example, they might be medical doctors who practice what we now call integrative medicine. So that is, they use conventional medications when needed, but see nutrition as the key to health and healing. Or they may be nutritionists trained in orthomolecular approaches. And, of course, nutritional and orthomolecular approaches to health are part of the training of naturopathic doctors and other complementary healthcare practitioners, perhaps chiropractors. Even some dentists practice orthomolecular medicine. But whatever the healthcare background of the professional is, their basic focus is to use diet and supplements to optimize well-being and prevent and treat disease.
Do you have any advice for our listeners on how they can incorporate orthomolecular medicine into their daily lifestyles?
Well, of course, I would say that the best and most efficient way is to work with an orthomolecular practitioner, because listeners should be aware that orthomolecular medicine is not a quick fix. It's a slow, steady approach that renews health and rebuilds the body, literally cell by cell. So the sooner we can start on that road, the better. And the first thing I think listeners can do is they can begin by cleaning up their diet. And by that I mean getting rid of the sugar and replacing empty, starchy calories with lower calorie but nourishing foods, foods like fruits and vegetables, 8 to 10 servings a day. Another thing they can do is they can start by taking a multivitamin. That's a little bit of all the essential vitamins and minerals. We see from surveys of dietary intakes in North America, virtually everybody is deficient in one or other of the vitamins and minerals. So a good baseline is a multivitamin. I think it's also a good idea to take a fish oil supplement. A fish oil supplement provides critical omega-3 fats, which are important for the brain health and the continuing health of the brain, and they're very difficult to get from diet alone. And, of course, all Canadians need to consider vitamin D supplements. And one thing that orthomolecular medicine stresses, and in fact conventional medicine is beginning to stress as well, is that there is really no one-size-fits-all. And this is certainly the case when we're talking about vitamin D. Individual needs vary, but they can start by taking 1,000 international units daily. And this approach to health and healing and disease prevention, it's really nothing short of a revolution in lifestyle and health. But I think we have the wake-up call all around us as people seem to get sicker and sicker, younger and younger from chronic disease. And I think that's related to our abuse of diet, if we like. And so this is really where orthomolecular medicine is moving at the moment, to try and shift focus so that we shift on prevention and health care that is natural to the body, using the essential nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, and the essential fats and proteins that are all natural to our body and which our body is crying out for.
Dr. Aileen Burford Mason, thank you for joining me today.
You're very welcome.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Orthomolecular Health Podcast. We hope we've given you some helpful information on what orthomolecular medicine is and how to successfully integrate it into your daily lifestyle. We welcome any feedback you may have, so please feel free to drop us a line at ortho@apexpr.com. That's ortho@apexpr.com. Be sure to visit us online at www.orthomolecularhealth.com. Until next time, I'm Charmaine Gooden.